I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. Tensions in Syria are rising, and the Druze, one of the country's smallest minorities, are caught in the middle. In the chaos of new government leadership, extremist groups see opportunity for power through violence. Druze Christians tell Pierre Housney with Horizons International.
They are not confident that this new leader of Syria is actually walking the walk that he's talking. So he's saying that, you know, Syria's for everyone. Syrian Christians should be protected and all of that, and all the minority groups will be just fine. But at the same time, he's not protecting them.
The Druze have formed a militia and talk about seeking independence. Pray for an end to the violence and for Horizons International to point the Druze to spiritual freedom in Christ. Meanwhile, an inmate-led disciple-making movement is underway in a Western United States prison. Kathleen Rattan with Prisoners for Christ says a man named Daryl and fellow Christians are taking responsibility for gospel ministry in their facility. Called Table Time, the men meet weekly for cell-to-cell outreach, Bible study, community, and more.
When you have the inmate-initiated discipleship, you're able to tap into a passion for other inmates, as well as a shared cultural experience that volunteers can't match either.
This good news is also a call to action. Inmates across the globe need Christians to bring discipleship into their prisons before movements like this can start. Reach out to PFC to learn more and find resources for diving into prison ministry. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.